twice, darn.
Right, now we start.
Now we start. Now this is the start of the show. This is how we're going to start it out.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Comedy Film Nerds podcast. My name is Chris Mancini.
I'm Graham Elwood. This is episode 377.
Wow, that's a lot of episodes. That's not even including the spoiler eps. Sometimes extra episodes.
It's we're well into the 400s. If you
easily
stack them all up.
Yeah, if you put them all together, you could reach the sky if each one was a domino.
I've never ever heard that analogy before with the digital file.
Yes.
Stack up your MP3s, guys, and get yourself to the sun. I don't know.
It's a lot of thumb drives.
It is a lot of so they're all on thumb drives?
No, inside dominoes. Yes.
I think you could probably get the whole all catalog on, I don't know, maybe a dozen thumb drives?
We'll see. Yeah. So.
Do you know how sound files work?
No.
All right.
Are we making one right now?
Yes. How big do you think it is, just in terms of space?
It's at least 4 pounds.
Okay. All right. I feel like we should have talked about this before episode
Units of
one.
Measure? Okay.
I feel like we've gone a long way to not discuss.
We already derailed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't. So, I'm weird that you're the guy that doesn't understand the tech stuff. Usually I'm the guy that doesn't get the tech stuff.
So, well, we got a lot to talk about today, but we're going to be focusing mostly on Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to.
But we've got some other movies we're going to talk about. We saw two very interesting trailers. We'll talk about, we've got some cool things on DVD and Blu-ray, including The Fate and the Furious, and a very big movie coming up this weekend.
Yes.
We'll be talking about. So.
Which. Yeah.
What do you want to start with? You want to start with Patreon?
Let's start with Patreon. Let's start with Patreon.
We're getting the impression that you guys don't want a spoiler up for Transformers.
Yeah, so that's not a reason to pull back.
Yeah, that's...
We won't do it.
Yeah, you don't have to take money out of Patreon for that.
You don't have to leave it.
Yeah, if we don't get to 1,500 because of that, that doesn't mean, well, now I'm against everything.
We'll retract it.
Yeah.
So if we get to 1,500, we will not do...
Yes.
A Transformers spoiler app.
Yeah, we'll use reverse psychology on
you guys.
We're
not going to see that movie and talk about it.
Yes.
Does that make you guys feel better?
Yeah.
Because
I feel like we scared you.
I think some people were just like, nah.
Somebody wrote,
they're like, I don't want to listen to Graham get that mad about how bad Transformers is.
Right, about anything.
About anything.
Until you get that angry. Just, we want you to calm down.
Why would you bring that up now?
So we'll get five. So 1,500 gets Graham to calm down.
It's not a lot of money to get a guy to calm down.
I don't know. I think it's a bargain, to be honest. I really do.
Think about it. If that's what all you had to do was to calm down Bruce Banner, we wouldn't have the
$500. Exactly.
$1,500 keeps him from ripping up towns and stuff like that.
Boom. You've got a gamma radiation Patreon.
Are we doing a charity drive for the Hulk?
Yes. Is that
what happened? I forget. I don't have the notes correctly.
Yeah, it's...
Guys, we want to build a ladder out of MP3s.
That's really what we need to do. So we could reach the sound files in the clouds.
They're in the clouds.
Because...
This is what doing a podcast with, like, your elderly father would be like.
Yes.
If he didn't understand this.
Now you're on the trolley.
Everybody listening and all the ships at sea. All right.
Mayday. Come in. Don't use a wave. Turn it into an MP3, and then you're gold. Then gold.
Thank you, everybody, for taking the train to listen to this on your Philco.
But we want to mention, too, that the Patreon is really our lifeblood right now for the company and for the podcast. So we really urge you to support the Patreon.
That's pretty desperate, Chris.
So I'm just saying.
It sounds like we're barely hanging on.
So does it sound like that, or are we?
We're one bad Patreon month away from living on the street. This is what Chris is saying to you. We have a couple of boxes of canned foods, and we're going to start having to eat MP3 soon if we don't get enough.
So we need your $2 is what we're saying to you on the Patreon. So you get some great rewards. You get the bonus episodes. You get to participate in the polls. You get bonus content, bonus social media content.
You get a lot of stuff.
You get a lot of stuff starting at the $2 level. $5 gets you a credit in the YouTube channel, and $10 gets you the extra bonus content.
Yep. And $25 gets you one right in the kisser.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
Every month.
Every month. Every month we'll punch you for $25.
Now, that tier might work.
That's a great tier. I'm all for that tier.
So let's introduce
Can you nominate people for that tier?
Can you?
All right, let's introduce our guests.
Let's introduce our guests. Now, the guests... We're getting the stretch symbol from our guests. ladies and gentlemen, they have not been on the show for quite some time, and we wanted to correct that. And these guys are the creators of the Thrilling Adventure Hour. They are writers of comic books, of television, including the Netflix show Puss in Boots.
I mean, that's technically
none
true.
Of this gotcha journalism.
Yes.
Gotcha journalism. They're good friends with Putin.
Yes.
And,
they refuse to talk to their lawyers.
That's not going to age well. No. Come on. You know how people listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
3 years, 4 years after.
Yeah. I know. They will.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Acker and Ben Blacker.
You guys doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Good.
Yeah.
We're doing solid.
Yeah, we got everything figured out.
Got it all ironed out.
That was Ben Acker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the sound of my voice. This right here. I'm doing it.
That's Ben Acker's voice, and that is...
This is Ben Blacker.
Right. We talk alphabetically.
Thank you for having us. I'm sorry you couldn't get anyone else.
Yeah. Happy to have you guys.
Is it because you
dress
in rags now?
Yes.
I'm not going to do a pauper's podcast.
Yes. Tinned spinach for lunch.
It's tough. It's tough to get guests when we're barely hanging on.
Sardines are tastier than you think.
I know. We're doing this in a fort made out of WAV files.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to get people on board.
Have you considered for $50 a month, you don't punch someone in the face?
Oh.
Like 25 gets you a punch.
It's not
50,
bad.
No
I'm
punch.
In. All right.
Sounds good.
Cost you a little more to not get a punch.
Yeah.
In the face.
That's what I'm saying. I prefer not being punched.
Yeah.
Controversial.
I think you got to go carrot and stick.
Wow.
You got to go carrot and stick.
Going way out on the
limb. Superhero team, right?
Carrot and stick.
Yeah. Superhero team. So now, guys.
Speaking of Ben.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yes.
Segways.
Now you guys, we want to say a Thrilling Adventure Hour is on hiatus right now, but you guys are very active in writing right now, and you're working on a Star Wars book.
You're very active in the writing community.
Yes, in the writing community.
People love us.
Yes.
We do a lot of speaking engagements.
We spitball. We outline.
Yeah.
First draft, second draft.
You do it all.
Stuff.
You guys
Rotten
got
talk.
Soup
walls
to nuts.
And walls of 3x5 cards. Yeah. Never changing.
You want some fonts?
Oh.
We have one Star Wars middle grade novel out on the stands right now called Star Wars Join the Resistance. We have another one coming out in the fall, I believe, fall or winter. And then we have two more to go after that.
And what are they? What's the through line of them? Is it just like from the Rebels' perspective?
A lot of Yoda porn.
A lot of Yoda. Nice.
I thought you said yoga.
Yeah.
No, that's not Star Warsy.
No, it's not. That's just for rich white ladies.
Yeah. It's about a bunch of kids who join the resistance against the First Order in the month leading up to The Force Awakens,
the best
Star Wars film.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
That's a good opinion, too.
Controversial.
Very controversial.
We're probably going to get a bunch of calls.
Yes.
People call. Yeah, this is
Should
live.
We take some?
Let's take a couple calls.
Let's go.
Caller, you're
Aaron,
on the line.
Go ahead. Aaron, put
Aaron,
the next caller
Put the
caller
next callers on the through. No? Nothing?
He dropped the call?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Man. We got to get that tech squared away.
All right. Wait till that phone lights up again and then pick a line.
Call the number. Call the 800 number. You guys already know the number, so just go ahead and call it. You're all squared away. You know, I've been calling here for years.
And a lot of longtime listeners, first-time callers.
First-time callers. Oh, Mike on the 405. He's going to patch him through. Oh, lost his cell connection again.
Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Can't win.
Cell phone, Mike.
So let's talk about Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. I went to see this. Saw it. It's doing fantastically at the box office.
Amazingly.
People are, amazingly.
Spectacularly.
Spectacularly, yes. Ultimately, very good. So now this was a movie that they deliberately tried to make better than the last two, which was a good direction to go in. I thought it was definitely a good direction.
My hot take is.
Yeah.
Let's do it better.
Yeah.
These are the big, new, fresh studio notes.
Yeah. Let's make it watchable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and get rid of Andrew Garfield.
Did you guys saw the Andrew Garfield ones?
Yes. Yes. They were horrible.
I thought the first one was not horrible.
It was
unnecessary, but it was fine. I never saw the other one because equally unnecessary.
It's almost more unnecessary.
More unnecessary.
My favorites are still the first two Tobey Maguire, Sam Raimi ones. Now, the third one, not so much, but I thought the first two were really good. And
can we get, by the end of this conversation, will we have a definitive ranking of your Spider-Man films?
Maybe even sooner.
Maybe.
I would
Which
say.
We'll put that on the Patreon page. We'll do a Spider-Man poll ranking. You guys can choose who you think.
I really thought.
I don't care what the public thinks.
Yes. Well, it's just the Patreon subscribers.
If I did, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Caller, you're on the line. What do you think of that last remark?
So I would say probably
a character guy to do a character.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that's the public.
Hey, I'm the public guy.
Home audience. He physically embodied that character. Just so you know, it wasn't just a voice. Do you think it was just a voice?
No.
You are dumber than paint because he curved his hand into a rigor.
Watch the YouTube channel, folks. You'll see me go, "Hey, I'm the color," with some horrible, wacky voice.
So Can Spider-Man.
May I say another controversial statement?
Sure. Yes.
I like food. What's the other one?
Yeah.
I don't want to get punched.
I watched Spider-Man 2 not too long ago, the second Sam Raimi one. Mm-hmm. It doesn't hold up as much as I thought
it would.
People
love it.
People do love it. I loved it when I first saw
Did
it.
You?
I liked it a lot. It's still a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found it kind of tough going. Throughout a lot
really?
Of it. There are too many sort of subplots that aren't engaging.
Mm-hmm.
And Tobey Maguire was not as magnetic as I thought he was at the time. That first one, he was Peter Parker.
So it didn't age well for you,
I don't
the second
think it
one.
Did.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's you bring up an interesting point because that is why I love the first Tobey Maguire one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it was great. And I was having this conversation with my girlfriend because she was like, really? And I was like, well, you have to understand contextually, we had come across 2 decades of horrible superhero movies. Like literally, there was the Christopher Reeve Superman in 1978, which has not aged well at all.
No, but at the time was mind-blowing.
Right, he's still great in it.
Really is,
There's great, the Marlon Brando stuff is great. Christopher Reeve is like, wow, he was Superman, he was great. The Miss Desmocker and all that business is a little too much shenanigans for me in an underground subway resort pool.
Right.
That's where the Penguin later set up camp.
Yes.
with no shenanigans.
Right.
No shenanigans.
No shenanigans.
Just giant penguins.
For shenanigans. Mm-hmm.
So I was literally.
A big rubber ducky.
Yeah, yes.
So I was
kind
like.
Of a shenanigan.
I go, you have to go through all the awful Batman movies, the horrible Punisher movie. Like, you had a decade.
You also got to remember, too.
Oh, God.
The terrible Spider-Man TV show that was made. Remember?
Yes.
That I don't remember.
Where there was, I think it was the
70s. I'm much
70s.
Too young for that.
Yeah.
Did he have amazing friends on this show?
So, that was the animated one. There was actually a live-action Spider-Man show where his costume barely fit him, where it was literally sagging off him, way too big.
Amazing.
And
the other way.
It looked,
he'll grow into
awful.
It.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It really felt like, well, was somebody sick when they measured him? You know, did something happen?
The costume department is trying to get fired.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody.
Like, oh, oops.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
We've all seen the last season of Mad Men.
Yeah.
Two big suits.
Yeah.
They're trying to get fired.
So there was a lot going on that we really had our hopes pinned on this first movie. The other thing, too, is Sam Raimi's first Spider-Man movie was the Spider-Man that we grew up with.
Right.
From the comics. The aged Aunt May. The old Uncle Ben getting killed. Him having these problems with great power comes great responsibility. J. Jonah Jameson giving him a hard time all the time. Him trying to make money as a photographer. Him never having enough money. They're always having money troubles. Troubles at school.
Bullied at school. All that stuff.
And also...
Spider powers. Did you mention spider
powers?
Yeah,
and spider powers.
That was part of it. Yeah, Spider-Man powers. So, and, spider sense. Yes. Sticking to walls.
Yes.
Web slinging.
Bitten by radioactive spider.
Yes. All those things that were also in that movie. But believe me, I'm not saying I wanted to see another origin
Selling
story at all.
Yes. Classic Spider-Man stuff. Fruit
Typical
pies.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Right, not like the modern movie where he gets bit by a radioactive Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a weird meta take, but it works. You haven't seen it yet. It works. Here's
they should call it Spider-Man Man is all I'm saying.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because contextually, that's why.
That's why. It's about to get real racist in here.
Got a little rope, counselor. Let's see where this goes.
I'll allow it.
That's why I.
So trepidatious. Oh my God, you can't see it from home, dummies. He's just inch by inching this.
Where's he going to go? It's here's a mystery.
So, this is why I really liked this new one. Because I already felt like I got the origin story. I got the thing Chris said in the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, which was all of the things we grew up with. They did it point by great. So I was like, if you do that, that was the problem with the Garfield ones. Is they just did their version.
Oh,
great.
Another origin story with a slightly different.
Yeah. I got it. So this they just went. In the Civil War, they went, oh, there's a cool kid. Here's the new Spider-Man. Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah.
So it's all set up.
I think Hulk literally said, here's a cool kid.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, literally.
Most cogent he's been in years. I'll tell you this about this kid. Cut of his jib-wise. Great. Love it. He's cool. I'm
so
Hulk.
Cool.
I'm going to go smash a thing. See ya.
Unless you give me $500.
Yes.
$1,500.
The secret is I always want $1,500.
That's his weird number.
I'm saving up for a car.
Hulkmobile, you know.
Or maybe that's his rent, and he just needs that once a month.
Just need $1,500.
I won't go nuts this month. Make sure I get it by the
29th. I need my security deposit back. You know what I'm saying?
So that's why I was actually very happy with this, that the things that they changed around.
It went in a different direction.
I was like, great.
Yeah.
I will say, it feels like that this Tobey Maguire Spider-Man could be the prequel to this Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure the origin is all, he kind of talks about it in the movie.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I was bit by a radioactive spider, blah, 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 with that great scene when his friend finds out.
Well, the spider's dead.
Yeah, exactly. It was great.
Spoiler.
Spoiler, the spider's dead. Stay till the end of the credits. it's not throwing those things away.
Mm-mm.
It's like you all know them.
We don't.
That's how a new Superman movie ought to be.
Really?
Like, this is how, a good way to do a superhero movie.
It's the story we sort of never have gotten into on the film in terms of like, oh, how did he get into the Avengers?
Yeah.
Is really the question they're asking and what they're showing you and how he got brought along and the, how Tony Stark sort of brought him along.
And that gives him an arc which we haven't really seen from Spider-Man, but it's in line with the Spider-Man we know from past movies and cartoons and comics and whatever.
And now the old comics.
Really smartly done.
The old comics, too, eventually he was at Avengers. He was an Avenger for a very temporary period of time. Like, you know, Avengers have a rotating...
Roster.
Yeah. Right. Where Spider-Man came in and he was there for like a little bit, but then ultimately he's like the quote street level hero,
right,
is where they always would put him. But one thing I did like too is, you know, getting back to Civil War when they first introduced him, we saw that little melancholy streak underneath, like, you know what happened to Uncle Ben and you know what haunts him, but we didn't see any of that in this movie. But I don't know if it was necessary. Like, we saw, like, this was more of like a John Hughes movie with superpowers. I mean, it really felt that way. In fact,
I think there was a lot of heart there, though.
There was. In fact, they made the cast watch, but they had a John Hughes movie marathon.
Well, it seems like a waste of time.
Could you?
You know how feeling things feels?
He said, well, let me show you. Holland said during an interview with Pop Sugar UK. We basically just all sat down at my house in Atlanta, all the cast, and we just watched them all in one day. Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Pretty in Pink. There were loads of them. So
the movie business is tough, kids. Yeah, yeah. You don't wanna, it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, you got to sit and watch John Hughes movies all day. It's
man, at somebody's mm-hmm. house in Atlanta. I'm
right.
sure it's a small, modest house.
Yes.
For the star of this movie.
For the star yeah. of this billion-dollar franchise.
Well, you got paid after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scale.
Yeah, based.
Let's see how much this movie makes.
Based yeah. on performance. Yeah, yeah. Let's see yeah. how you do.
I'm sure you got plus 10
for commission.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Yep.
Well, he's going to have a nice commission because yep. it did $120 million in the first weekend or more.
I can't speak to that.
And it,
I trust you.
Oh, I'm yeah. looking at numbers right now. I'm not at. I'm not at. Either one of you, Benz, could you verify this?
I don't know why you're asking.
I know you guys write comic books. You should know this.
Well, I know. We should. We should. We keep saying we should. You don't,
now,
for our job.
Did you notice, Ben, any real... like diversions or from the actual comic book stories? Like, I know because Spider-Man's been kind of retconned a fair mm-hmm. amount of times. Like for this iteration of Spider-Man, is there anything that you felt was totally like off the rails for the character?
No, I actually felt like it was a kind of a smart combination of the classic Spider-Man and Ultimate Spider-Man, Bendis's mm-hmm. Spider-Man.
Right.
Which, you know, had all the same classic fodder. Like it all pulled from the Stan Lee stuff, and this felt like a really good distillation of mm-hmm. kind of all of the Spider-Man that's out there. Like we got
right.
Ned, his friend. We got this. The Sci-Tech High School was really cool. Mm-hmm. Like it just felt so lived in. It felt like you were in Queens.
Right.
Like I think the Tobey Maguire ones felt a little glossy comparatively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did have a very glossy depiction of New York.
And then I think that's Raimi. Like, he
right.
so
right.
loves making movies that they always feel like movies rather than reality.
Mm-hmm.
And this felt, it, in many ways, like a John Hughes film. Like, that there right. was a sense of place to
I hear
it.
They watched a bunch of John Hughes movies.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Can you fact check that?
Grim.
Actually, that's a great point.
That's the nicest fuck you I've ever gotten.
Well, if you do it
take
in,
note.
If you did it in an announcer voice, uh-huh. it just everything
sounds better.
Uh-huh. Well, we can't always get them right, guys. You know, it just sounds like
great job.
Thanks for having you on board. You know,
I was telling Ben earlier. We saw each other earlier. None taken. that
oh, the phone lines are lighting up.
I thought the kids in the movie were great.
Right,
I thought,
think so too.
What's his name? Tom Holland?
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy London? What's his name? Tom Holland.
Yes.
I thought he was terrific, but Zendaya and
yes.
the kid
You're
who played
Zendaya
his friend.
Fan.
I love her, man. Mm-hmm. I think she lights up the screen and got to be funny in this movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the kids were really good and natural. And Ben was saying, like, thank you, Stranger Things.
Right.
I feel like that's
right.
the gift of Stranger Things is... Now we have normal kids.
Well, yeah, that's a great point. Going again, I'm not trashing the Sam Raimi one, but just comparing them, there was more of the kind of two-dimensional stereotypical jock bully girl
right.
I like.
Oh, the bully in this was
the
great.
The bully in this was great because
the
he wasn't...
from Grand Budapest Hotel, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's a rich asshole. He's a rich,
yeah.
nerdy kind of dick.
Because they're all nerds because
right.
they go
right.
to this high school.
They're mm-hmm. all go to science high
yeah.
school, so he's just a
He's
dick.
Not getting pushed around by the football team
right.
hero. But I love the
he's
fact that his name is...
He's not a physical bully.
Yeah.
He's not
right.
physically bullying.
But his name's still Flash.
Yeah.
But it's about a drive.
It was great.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, don't get Chris started.
Yeah, he could
do not get
yep.
him started.
No, that's all I want to do.
All the way to the moon.
Started.
All the way to the moon.
Flash drives to the moon, guys.
Yeah.
Like in The Honeymooners.
Yeah. Yes.
The famous saying.
I'm going to download you to the moon, Alice.
Are you rebooting The Honeymooners?
Yes. That's the big announcement
yeah.
today. At the $1,200 level of Patreon, we're going to reboot The Honeymooners.
400 episodes is a backdoor pilot.
Yes. I'm sure it's in development somewhere.
Let us
Didn't they
not.
Do it? I think they did.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, but that's not this episode.
But now it's time. It's time to do it again.
Find out about Patreon subscribers or whatever you are. Find out about that on our secret episode that we're putting out.
Who's more disdainful? Patreon survivors or whatever? Or
survivors!
Survivors. Or Everyone who's survived Patreon,
sure, Patreon,
God bless you. You are in our thoughts and prayers.
You're the real heroes.
Or are you dummies?
Yeah. Oh, you dummies. Yeah. That's a tough call. Which is more demeaning to that are supporting the
thanks
show?
Thanks for listening.
Please understand. Both
dummies and survivors.
Both are said with love and condescension.
Hey, get your own podcast and talk whatever you want about us.
You're dumb and pathetic, but we really appreciate it.
Don't tweet or Tumblr about it.
Yeah.
Get a podcast only.
Well, I think this is a great time to talk about our sponsor.
Oh, my God.
Those idiots.
Talk about survivors.
Yeah.
Chris, who do we got?
We got ZipRecruiter this weekend.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
You just did the hand motion for so-so.
Yeah.
No,
audience. I was ZipRecruiter.
He was like blowing up.
I was so excited about it.
Right? So, no, I'm shaking with excitement.
You don't understand.
That is.
ZipRecruiter. It doesn't depend on
candidates. I like them. I don't know what your problem is, Grant.
Maybe I'm not well versed enough, and I should go to ZipRecruiter.com and really wait.
Why are you holding your nose when you?
I'm not. We are videotaping this.
We are.
Yeah, this is going on. This is on YouTube.
Okay. Yes.
So you can verify all of the lies that are being said.
Well, so ZipRecruiter.com.
Fantastic site.
Yeah, we love it.
It's different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. Because who has the time? If you're a small business, you want to post a job. There's a million job sites. Why would you want to do that?
And if you just hire, like, oh, this guy or whatever, or our buddy, and then what happens?
And then shit gets messed up.
Shit gets completely messed up.
You know what? Again, now we're going to offend Aaron again.
I'm right here, guys. God.
But by the way, we've done that, and it doesn't work.
It worked with Aaron. Aaron's been fantastic. Yeah. But there's some other people that we've done that with.
They were just like, well, we have one candidate. Well, we should just hire them.
We should just hire the one candidate. We should have used
ZipRecruiter. Who answered the email. Yes. We should have used ZipRecruiter. Exactly.
ZipRecruiter.
So, but now you're listening. You have a small business. You've already contributed to the Patreon, but now you want to hire someone.
You're one of the Patreon morons.
Yes.
So your budget's tight. How can we help him save money, Chris?
I think we could have you post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/CFN. So try it. Now, one more time, try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/CFN.
And you use those, unique URL landing pages, guys. That's how you support the show, because they track to see how many people do that.
Yes. And let's say, you need somebody to count the zip drives that you need to get to the moon.
Sure.
That is, you're going to need somebody before. For that. Yes. from that joke before.
From joke before. Do you guys remember that joke? Let's recap.
Yeah.
Let's just play it back.
You're going to need to hire somebody.
So.
Do we have time for another ad?
Yes.
Say we want some mattresses. What do we do?
Speaking of supporting shows,
that I can't just open a box.
No, in all seriousness, speaking of supporting shows, Comedy Film Nerds has been very nice about putting all the Thrilling Adventure Hour merchandise on your website.
Yes, we have.
And there's still some there. And I will make this announcement right now. It's for a limited time only.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's all coming down.
Yes.
That is true. So people should get that stuff. And poke around the Comedy Film Nerd site, because you guys have
absolutely
a lot of cool stuff there.
Yeah, there's a
and
lot
well,
of
you,
stuff.
Your guys' stuff, you're honestly, no joke, the your fans are awesome. Like,
yeah, they're really
nice
cool.
Our folks. Yeah, they're fantastic.
Those are the people we like.
Yeah.
They're not listening to this.
Right. Yeah.
They're discerning.
Not these slack-jawed mopes that fumble around the CFN site.
Push a bunch of buttons on their computers.
They don't know what they're
doing.
Find out where the cloud is.
I make movies.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, God, that's true.
Did you guys have to see Transformers for this podcast?
I did. I took the bullet.
You didn't
No,
do it.
Graham didn't.
The new Transformers or just the Transformers?
The new Transformers movie.
I won't even walk by them in a store in a box.
Yeah.
The toy.
That's it? You pass the Hasbro aisle?
I won't walk down a Hasbro aisle.
Give it the back of your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a robot or are you a car? Decide.
And also why?
Yeah. It's like the whole franchise is like Hooters. Like, either be a strip club or sell goddamn wings. Don't.
All right.
Now you got it.
That's how they are like Hooters.
Lost me? Had me.
Yeah. That's exactly what we're talking
Here
about.
Here are the ways in which Transformers are like Hooters.
Yeah.
So.
The owner is a gun.
Yeah. And the and we do actually have time for one more ad.
Oh, whoa. That's
we have a Patreon ad, our ad tier. Mike Valdez, go to whoismikevaldez.com and check out his comedy and his music.
Mike, thank you so much for supporting the Patreon.
Now, let's talk about some trailers, because we saw two very interesting trailers. The first one's Geostorm. Now, when this trailer
played... Let me say this real quick, though. We will be doing a Spider-Man spoiler app.
Yes.
So we will go into all the details. So if you want to hear us more Spider-Man talk, we will be doing that.
And we have to come back for that?
Mm.
correct response. Yeah.
We could be nuts.
This didn't have to happen.
I think your guy's lift is here.
Weird way to get rid of us. He actually called us a lift.
Yeah.
I only ride in mustachioed cars.
Yes.
No, it's you guys. You guys are great here. You don't have to come back.
But we can't stay here.
Yeah, I'm a bouncer all of a sudden at bar time. Well, what are we talking about?
Can we talk about trailers or something? What do you guys do on this show, trailers?
Yeah, we're talking about Geostorm. I thought this was the name for a new video game, which would have been kind of cool.
I did too.
Yeah, Geostorm.
When I first saw the image and the name, I thought for sure that was
cool.
A
I get to fight the weather with a machine gun. That would have been really cool. So this is the kind of trailer that when you see it, you're like, well, this is clearly a parody trailer that Saturday Night Live or SNL or somebody.
I mean, I literally thought it was like the Honest Trailers people put this together. Mm-hmm. I thought Screen Junkies made this, and I was like,
in a world where justice is a game.
Yes. But no, it's real from the people that brought you all those other disaster, apocalyptic weather movies. Here comes one more.
It's like 2012 or something?
It's like Dean Devlin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is Dean Devlin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it is the 2012 Longest Tomorrow or whatever, Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, tidal wavy, splashy.
Tidal wavy.
Yeah, buildings getting destroyed. Yeah, Independence Day. So
earthquake-ian.
You watch a lot of buildings get destroyed. That's pretty much what you're looking for in this movie.
Buildings.
He does. He really hates buildings.
Follow the money.
It's the Day After Tomorrow meets White House Down.
Yeah,
is what it is.
Oh, because there's a president.
Yeah, there's a president, and they go into this is not a spoiler in the trailer. They capture the president.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's called treason, everybody.
Yeah.
FYI, folks.
Yeah. In the trailer, we're not just kidnapping the president. We're committing treason.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hashtag treason.
Yes. For those of you that don't.
Already trending. For some reason.
This for like, today. Because there was probably a note, people aren't going to understand that kidnapping the president is treason. We're going to have to mention it.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm okay with kidnapping.
Yeah.
But treason I don't like.
Yeah. And it's easy to do. Presidents don't have a bunch of, they just have a couple of bumbling, Secret Service.
Well, when you've got giant hail coming down, it gets much easier.
Anything goes.
Yeah, right. Then forget
rules
it.
Are out the window.
So in the trailer, Afghanistan gets frozen.
Yes.
By the
evil weather satellite from James Bond.
The James Bond satellite, this is, I believe, from the Moonraker series, is
series of scenes. Seriously. That collected they call the movie Moonraker.
No. You see, that came out when Graham was just a child, and he wasn't allowed to watch it all in one night.
It was a mini series.
It was. His parents
brought him to the movies, watch
he
one
didn't
scene.
Jump out of the car.
Yeah. They go, honey, want to get popcorn? Then we'd leave and go back the next day.
Sure.
All right. No. I thought it was a series.
Yeah. Your parents would call you a Lyft halfway through.
Yeah. Right. There was ride sharing in the city.
Straightforward. You grew up in Silicon Valley, right?
I did. It was a startup.
Yeah.
I was a startup.
So
Geostorm looks
every time
great.
I think I
Fantas-
can't.
Like, it, no, I think you're right, though. I think it's the kind of movie that's not so bad you're like, you hate it, but like, go with some friends and you will have a blast making fun of this.
Do you think?
I think so.
Who has that kind of time?
Well, we do for $1,500 a month on the Patreon level.
There's so many premises. It's like, here's a guy, and he goes to space and, sets up a weather satellite and then goes to Congress for some reason. That's a movie. You're done. Yeah.
That's the new Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then someone's taken over the weather satellite.
Uh-oh.
That's a movie.
Yes.
And then we have to kidnap the president for some reason. That's a movie. Yeah. And the president was responsible for the weather satellite being hacked. That's a movie.
Five movies?
Yeah.
The Secret Service guy and the lady driving.
Yeah, there's a rom-com.
Are in love.
Yes.
That's a movie. There's like six, there's a baker's dozen movies.
This is a Secret Service rom-com.
Right? Oh. What I love about a movie you like this too, even though there is going to be six movies in one, it's still going to be the most empty movie you've ever seen.
How does a Secret Service man stay in a relationship with a lady who's kidnapping the president?
How are they going to make it work?
That's how they make it work. They have something in common.
Well, that's what I want to see. I want to see how they figure it out.
Right. They sponsor
something.
The podcast.
Relationship between that guy and that lady.
Yeah, like how did a wedding planner? How does she have?
Sure, that's probably where they're driving to with the president. And they're like, "Stay in the car, Mr. President."
And
we
Andy
have to try
Garcia,
a bunch of cakes.
Andy Garcia is the president.
Sure.
Was he the president or was he?
I think he's a wedding planner.
Yes, he's a wedding planner.
He was a weatherman.
Yeah.
No, Andy Garcia is the president.
Yes. And when did he start talking in such a deep, gravelly voice?
Oh,
he's 12.
I think when he started watching all of the Liam Neeson Taken movies, everyone's like, I want to do a Taken.
Was there a Taken reference in... It says, "You will be taken by storm," is the catchphrase of this movie. Yeah, I forgot it. But it has the word Taken really big.
Oh, like, it has to
Taken
be.
Fans, this is for
this
you.
Is, yeah,
you're
going
to love this.
Everyone, get under the bed.
Yes.
Get ready for some weather.
This satellite has a specific set of skills.
It does. It's true.
It really does, actually. So. It is a very specific satellite. It creates weather.
You just sold it in the room.
I did. Mm-hmm. Geostorm, guys, get your tickets early. Midnight screenings.
It'll be available.
That's my question. So,
go see it when it rains.
This is a thing to go to with your friends and make fun of. Do people see these movies in earnest?
Boy, I don't know.
They do, and when the person says, "This is a geostorm," they cheer. Like that guy said the name of the movie we're watching.
That is great. Right. I love when people say the name of the movie.
Yeah,
movie.
There is
look
a
out
small...
for Jaws.
Yeah, yeah.
Get ready for some Bourne Identity.
This sure feels like a close encounter.
Schindler, where's your list?
Here, please hold this.
Yes.
What is it?
I see Schindler's no evil list. And hear no evil. Remember that movie?
Yeah, I
watched a documentary about Richard Pryor recently. So. Oh. That movie's top of mind. It was mostly about that movie.
Really? There's a lot of scenes here.
Was it just cut scenes from Scene of
Evil? It was all about the wilder years?
I've been watching the movie Scene of Evil, Hear No Evil, and thought it was a documentary. There's no way to know.
All right. So, what else great?
Okay, the next trailer is an indie film that just looks really, really fun, for real, called Dave Made a Maze.
With Nick Thune, who's been on the show.
Uh-huh. And also... I saw Rick Overton is in it. A bunch of funny people
He'll
are in
be
it.
On the show.
Yes,
he knows why.
And so there's a couple. James Urbaniak is in it too.
Yes.
From Thrilling Adventure Hour.
Yeah. James and Adam Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And
Kirsten Bangsness.
So
they're basically rated our cast. They're big fans.
Yeah.
Bill Watterson is the director.
And it looks like a really
Bill Watterson
from Covenant Hubs.
I wondered what he's been doing since then. Mm-hmm. You know what?
He's been making
this
movie. Yeah.
It actually is in line.
Yep. This is his first directing.
It's a guy who made a box maze in his living room, but then it's much larger on the inside than on the outside, and then he and his friends and a documentary crew get trapped in it.
This is what happens in the movie. I thought you were telling us about the director. Here's what he did.
Yes.
And then he changed his name from Bill to Dave.
Yes.
He made a movie.
So it looks like a really
and whimsical.
It does. It looks like a really fun indie movie.
Yeah, like it looks like a who's that guy who did adaptation?
Yeah.
Charlie Kaufman,
but C. like Kaufman. Fun, like a sense of humor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like Charlie Kaufman who doesn't hate things.
Yeah.
Right.
Non-angry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not trying to jam his anger down your throat with weird scenes.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And a great cast.
This guy gets it.
Yeah.
Which is my camera.
Yeah.
Also,
into both of them.
Chris has a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a thing. Chris gets it. Who says that?
That's not a thing.
Chris gets it.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they're both named Chris.
Chris and Chris and Ben and Ben here.
Yeah. Longtime listener.
Traffic on the fives.
So
this looks fun. Are we all going to see it together?
We are. I think we are, for sure.
Podcast the whole
with the entire
whole
Thrilling Adventure Hour cast. I think we should go.
That'd be great.
Got a block of tickets.
So,
and one Patreon.
And one Patreon subscriber.
Survivor.
Survivor.
Patreon survivor. The one that doesn't want to get punched in the face.
What?
You've survived.
Give
we're
going to
do more
bucks?
Of a Patreon Hunger Games. I think we should get all the supporters, put them on an island.
People love a Hunger Games.
Yes. Well, we'll do it at LA Podfest.
Oh, yeah, we go. We'll turn Podfest into a Hunger Games.
Oh, I'm in.
Or maybe a Purge. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
601.
Yeah. Get a couple sponsors involved. It'll be perfect.
We have a sponsored Hunger Games at LA Podfest, guys. Buy your tickets now. It's going to be fantastic.
The winner gets listed at PodX Ref.
Yep. And you're the lone survivor. Like Battle Royale.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to mention, too, is you guys worked on the Deadpool comics, and now there's a new Deadpool sequel coming out. Are you guys involved at all in the movies?
Very involved.
Super 2 involved.
Yeah. I'm Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, we're almost 2 involved.
Yes.
We're 2 involved.
I'm that other guy in the movie, like, the one that sounds like Ryan Reynolds.
A little less Akron Blacker in this movie, they keep saying. Sorry, that's what you're getting. No, they would not have us.
Yeah.
But you finished your run on Deadpool.
We've written a bunch of Deadpool, We did a couple miniseries. We did Thunderbolts had Deadpool in it. And we love writing the character, but only for drawings.
Right.
Not for pretend.
Walking around, come on.
Yeah.
Who needs that?
No, it's too difficult.
Why would you want that kind of money?
Seems insane.
No, we're starting a Patreon.
Yes.
Instead.
No, they won't have us, but I enjoyed the first one, and I'm sure I'll enjoy the second one.
So, but definitely check out Ben and Ben's Deadpool runs in the comics.
Also, check them out in Earbuds, the podcasting documentary.
Yes, they are in that segment. Too. Mm-hmm.
Not quite enough of us, but I thought it was still good.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Do you hear that?
I have some notes.
No joke. Yeah. Do you hear this all the time?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Are you fucking kidding me? Here's what we hear the most. Either, you never interviewed me. Like, if no one was in it, you get that one, and you're like, okay, sorry. And then if they got interviewed...
You're on the other side of the country or the world, generally, is what...
Yeah, we couldn't interview all 300,000.
Also, it's a 90-minute movie, if that.
Yeah.
Yes! How much of you can there be, and we can't get to everyone? How many white guys do we need in this movie?
Right.
So, there's that. I hear that a lot.
We had a fair amount.
And then there's the, you interviewed me, but you cut me out. Folks.
Sure. Yeah.
That's Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Cut
he thinks we didn't even have the camera on.
We barely asked some questions. We just said statement.
It was a shoebox with a hole cut out of it.
He was standing around. I'm
gotta look at him through a pinroll camera.
I'm like, talking to this soup can, Aaron. It'll make it into the final cut. Oh, we lost the MP3 and Chris's fort to the moon. Damn it. I brought it all together, motherfuckers. End of the show. Wrap up. Headliner. This is what I do.
Close your computers. Turn off your ears. Yeah.
But right, no, stop your car. Stop driving.
Yes, we've got to mark explicit now.
Yeah, we always mark explicit. But no, that. And then we get the, I wish I would have been in it more.
This is a person who is like, I enjoyed Spider-Man. I wish I was in it more.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, just relax.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the thing. It was a very good
Spider-Man
movie.
Is he didn't go to where I go.
Right. I didn't recognize. That's on my Queens.
Yeah.
The thing, Eddie Murphy saying that.
Oh.
Well, he's looking for a queen. Guys, you did a great
Coming
job.
Coming to America.
You did a
fantastic
great job.
Reference.
That's right. That's happened. I thought it was like.
We call it McDougal's.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Movie's very good.
Thank you.
If people haven't seen it, they should.
And when comics actually are seriously, I go. Here's what I've said to some. I've gone, you're right. That documentary you did, you put me in it for such a huge scene. And
thanks for having me for 20 minutes in your special.
Yeah, your comedy special. You featured me and said you thanked me in your special.
Yeah,
I should have done
you're
more.
Right.
Cast me in that sitcom you're on. Yeah, it all worked
Quid
out.
Pro quo, doctor.
Great. Coming to America reference.
Yeah, we had a couple
of
them.
Temple of Doom.
Yeah, yours was Temple of Doom, right?
It's funny.
Quid pro Silence quo, of the Dr.
Lambs.
Jones.
Yours was Silence of the Lambs? Lamb,
yeah.
Well, I think that sentence has been said more than once. Can we agree? I don't want to get into a big thing, but can we just...
Remember that scene in Citizen Kane where they open the door and they're like, look who's here.
Yes.
Citizen Kane.
Yes. Look who's coming to dinner. How many times has that been said?
Who came to dinner?
So let's go to DVDs and Blu-rays. Fate of the Furious is now out
my
on
God.
DVD.
My favorite ridiculous film.
This is the best franchise. This is Universal's only successful franchise right now. This is where kind of putting all their eggs in the car basket.
I guarantee
the monsters aren't going to be driving cars.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
There might be in the next one after The Mummy.
Of course, that's because
they were driving planes.
That would be amazing.
Vin Diesel's going to show up in a Mummy movie or something like that.
Right.
Sure.
When they start, because they put all this money into these monster movies, they're going to start losing money, and they'll be like, uh-oh, and Vin Diesel's going to show up, I got your mummy.
That mummy gets in the car.
Bumble family to represent all of the Fast and Furious movies.
Yep.
I know
every
very little about
one.
Them, but I know that to be true.
Yes.
Can I just sidebar? Did you guys see The Mummy?
Oh, yes.
How did you feel about it? I have not seen it.
Did not care for it.
I was longing for Brendan Fraser.
Which is understandable. Those were fun movies.
Yeah.
Yes, this was not fun.
Really?
No.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
This was Jack
Poor
Reacher
Universal.
Goes into a spider cave or something.
Well, that sounds good.
And then it's Wait, one of no, those John really... It's also, not only was it a bad movie, it was such a terrible setup of like, here's all the other movies in this universe we want to make. It's so it's all this time trying to set everything up and not enough time making an actual movie. So
how do you not
terrible.
Look at Marvel and just copy what they did, but just with monsters?
It's amazing how, you know, like it's
I want you to join the Monster Initiative.
Yes.
Let's do it. I'm in. Whoever
make
that guy
a movie
is.
That is the Mummy. And
werewolf.
Then...
yeah. I do a spotless werewolf. Right.
Have this you Sherlock
like
Holmes, I want to say.
Because it's such an obvious thing. It's a ramp up. Like, you know, when you look at the first Iron Man movie, there weren't 100 setups to other movies in that movie. It was like literally there was we made an Iron Man movie, then we started setting up things after that. And that's like the Marvel formula that no one can seem to figure out.
Absolutely.
You got to make a good movie first, then set everything up.
They have
up.
To stand on their
they
own.
They looked at the wrong parts of what Marvel did.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They looked at, and they're introducing these ghost characters that no one has talked about for fucking decades, and they're hoping people go, whoa, like they do when you reference, like, oh my God, there's Nick Fury. Like,
my grandpa's going to be so excited.
No one's doing that. Bro. Oh, maybe that's this creature from the
Jekyll?
Black Lagoon.
Dr. Pretorius is in this?
Yes.
I will add, just to go back to Spider-Man for a second, that was something, and I think Marvel continues to do it, is make really good standalone movies that happen to take place in this universe, and I think Spider-Man did that really well. Doctor Strange did that really
right.
well.
That's I was going to say that. I forgot to mention. That's such a great point.
If you get none of the Easter eggs, you still enjoy the movie.
Absolutely.
It is a uniquely Spider-Man film. It's this kid in high school going through all those things, and there's just enough connection that isn't shoehorned in because Tony Stark would be overseeing this kid and on a suit that he built for whatever $100 million, whatever the suit costs. You know,
which
like,
is also a nice shortcut for a lot of
and he would subcontract
Spider-Man questions.
Yes,
which I thought was really good.
And he would subcontract it to Happy.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
To actually watching him.
That was great.
Do you think that Baby Driver is a big fuck you to the Fast and the Furious movies?
No.
I think it's a hat tip.
A hat tip. All right. I haven't seen enough Fast and the Furious to support that argument.
Yeah.
But I saw the hell out of Baby Driver.
You need to see Fast and Fate and the Furious. All of them.
They are so ridiculous.
Just all of them. Should we do it right now?
I started the fifth one because people like the fifth one.
You got to start,
Six is fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and what the six of the
five,
Furious?
Five, six. When they start to get ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Like when The Rock shows up. That's when it gets ridiculous when it's worth watching.
When they go from just street racers to like a covert
secret agents
unit, that's when it's
All right.
That's when it's fantastic.
Then you're on board.
They fought a train in the fifth one.
Oh, they're fighting a submarine in this one.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, like that awful James Bond movie we had to watch.
Why do we go on podcasts where you have to watch bad movies?
I don't know.
Podcasts are awful.
Did you go on James Bonding?
Yeah.
Not to brag, but no big deal. We really did. Yeah. We watched the worst James Bond movie before.
Which one did you watch?
Die Another Day.
Wow. That's bold.
With Diamond Face. That was that guy.
He was the co-host.
I call him Matt Gourley, but Ben calls him Diamond Face.
Which was just such a pretty face.
I don't know.
Like a diamond.
Wasn't there like a voodoo one where James Bond's stepping on alligators?
We just watched that one recently.
Which one was
that? For a podcast. That was Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die. That one was a classic.
We watched it with
That one
Matt.
Was crazy. That one used dream logic like no other movie.
Yeah.
Also, you fell asleep in the middle of it.
Oh, sure. That might be what it was. No, it was just everything was just happening, and then James Bond was also in it.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a murder parade in it.
Yeah.
You know about it?
Do you know about this? Is this James Bonding? Can we do a quick episode of James Bonding?
Good app. Great app.
But remember, Roger Moore walking on crocodiles.
Yeah, right. That's of course the making of
that scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was the guy who owned the alligator, the crocodile farm, was like, oh, I could do that.
Yeah, don't call them alligators.
Yeah.
All right?
They're very sensitive.
They are very sensitive. They have
and
skin.
Also
but
coming
they had,
out.
Let me just, hold on a second.
Okay.
So they had.
Let's get real.
They had fake alligators and crocodiles that they kind of used as set dressing.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came time for James Bond to run across the crocodiles, they used real ones.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Yes. So there's footage of him like slipping, of the stunt guy slipping and the gator coming up and like, it's ridiculous.
But they had tied their.
They tied their mouths closed and.
And their feet.
Something like that.
They tethered them to the.
Yeah, they kind of tethered them to the
dog. Still wouldn't make me feel safe at all.
No, it's insane.
No.
But they named a character after this guy
yeah.
who ran the.
And he's the one who farm. Ran across. It was his farm.
Yeah. Well, now I like the movie better.
I'm in.
You can like that it. Scene better.
Yes.
Well, the movie takes a whole sidetrack into the Dukes of Hazzard.
Right?
Yeah.
That weird sheriff.
Yeah, who they
yeah
bring
that's
back
right.
For later
there, was, there were, I think, two or three separate car chase scenes in this movie where.
If you
people,
like The Fast and the Furious.
The people in the car doing the chasing were not driving. They were. There was one with like Bond in a taxi, like, follow them.
Yeah.
Good job. Just good job. Yeah, yeah. Turn
speed
right.
Speed up mm-hmm. here a bit.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then there was
great.
The sheriff, like, commandeered a car but didn't kick out the driver. And so he's just there, like, chase him, chase him, chase him.
Yeah.
The least effective. Like, it's not even the, ooh, I got to avoid this. It's like, avoid that thing. It's crazy.
You seem like a competent driver.
Follow that, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm hmm.
Which well, listen all, to James Bonding, guys. Sounds like a fantastic
all
show.
All of which is to say, see The Fate of the Furious, I guess.
Yes.
I
yeah, that's exactly what we're
saying.
What
are you guys
saying?
Getting at?
Baby Driver's good.
Yeah?
Yeah? You haven't seen it?
I saw it. I wasn't that
nah,
day.
Didn't,
I lost
didn't really
it.
Like
you
it that
crazy.
Much. Yeah.
You're nuts.
Yeah, counterpoint. You did like it. You loved
and
it.
Also
my apologies. Redacted.
The Smurfs, The Lost Village, which came out very quickly after its theatrical release.
The Lost Village of Z?
And The Lost City of Z. They're very similar films.
I heard Lost City of Z is great.
That's
so,
I
have not
too.
Seen it.
Yeah,
really?
I haven't seen it yet either.
It just didn't get enough. I don't know. I sort of it felt like it was in the it wasn't in the theaters all that long.
No,
right.
Very short amount of time.
But you heard it was
heard
good.
I heard it was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And like, yeah, it felt like a movie pitched to us. Like, this is some old timey action. In a
sure. But so is The Mummy.
Right.
Oh no, that's contemporary, right?
So and now on the site spotlight, Neil does his weekly movie film news, and he mentions Halle Berry's Kidnap movie got pushed to August. Now I remember we actually talked about this trailer. At LA Podfest last year, it coming out. So it got that's never a good sign for a film
oh, no.
that also
this
looked awful
be
to begin with.
Be fantastic.
So it got pushed.
No, somebody kidnaps her kid, and this
well,
soccer mom takes
yeah.
matters into her own hands.
Yes.
Oh yeah, everyone's getting their.
I've
own
got
taken.
No specific set of skills.
Yes.
Yes.
Honestly,
and they,
if every actor like above 45 got their own taken. I'm in.
I'm totally in.
All of, and if they're a shared universe.
Yes.
The Taken universe.
Oh, that would be great.
Here's my pitch for here's something everyone should do of a certain stripe. Every comedy group, like your Kids in the Hall, your Mr. Shows.
These are all very contemporary references.
Key and Peele from the present time should get their own Holy Grail movie.
Oh.
Right? You right. know the,
right.
the bones of it?
What's
yes.
their take?
Yeah, what's yeah. their take?
In. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, this
done.
When we saw Greenlit. This trailer, it's and she, you know I said the same thing. I just hope she starts doing a million of these like Halle Berry and Girl Scout troop, like you better get off my cookies
yeah.
or whatever.
Great,
like
great one line on the on the poster. They mess
You're
with
like
the wrong mother.
Yeah, that's the line.
They mess.
This.
They mess with the wrong mother.
No,
that's the tagline.
Yeah.
They mess with the wrong.
That
mother.
Was also the tagline in Taken, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about this Taken shared universe. I'm so excited for
it starts.
And then, like, Liam Neeson in the background of a Halle Berry.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh,
yeah. Having his own Taken.
Let me teach you my set of skills.
Yeah, he just shows up on her door. Mm-hmm. Here, you're going to
amazing.
And then walks away.
Swiss Army knife.
Right? Mel Gibson had Ransom, right?
Yes.
The Ron Howard joint. I feel like that started the
be back
over 40s. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sally Field had one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was called Give Me Back My Daughter.
Yes.
I'm not kidding.
For the
I
Lifetime
think it was.
Network.
No, it was a real movie.
All right.
Proof of Life, wasn't that one?
Sure.
Two.
Maybe.
Sure. I'm in.
Yeah.
So anyway, premiering this week, finally, War of the Planet of the Apes. Really excited to see this movie. It looks fantastic. All of these movies have been good, far better than we ever thought they would be, for sure. And then Wish Upon, which is a horror movie that someone gets a Hellraiser puzzle box and makes wishes.
I think we're going to do a Planet of the War for the Planet of the Apes spoiler up as well. So go out and see it, folks. Because this, I mean, literally the posters on the buses and stuff say, like, watch it all end or something like that. Some of them just say war. Like the promotion for this is
Now, I was telling Graham this like before. Now, what do you guys think of this? I think these movies have been so successful and so interesting that, but they're still all prequels to the original Planet of the Apes movies. How cool would it be if then now they'd start doing movies that happened after those movies?
After the original
Planet of the original Apes. Planet of the Apes
But
movies.
Don't they blow up the whole planet in one of them?
In one of the Planet of the
Apes. Yeah, the second one.
All
of the
I know
test,
about
I don't
them
know
is what Dana has said on his podcast. But there was like a nuclear war in one of them, right?
Yeah. And then so I assume back that to the happens present. In this one.
Yeah, there was a time machine. And
there was also
that
the,
sounds too complicated.
The whole thing got blown up, but yeah, but you know, it's you can retcon Planet of the Apes. Easily. Yeah, you could
just
you
take
could,
it, pick it up after the first Planet of the Apes with Charlton Heston.
Something
it,
like that, yeah. That would be really cool.
Because the second one, he literally blows up the whole planet.
Because there's
spoiler
a doomsday
alert.
Machine.
Yeah, he gets the, this weird
any thing. Way that this can that these can continue, I'm game. Like, they're so well made. They're so well written, directed. They got great actors in them. They look amazing. Like, the effects are terrific.
Each one looks better. The effects get better and better.
And
each
normally
one.
It would be easy to be like, well, a prequel, I know what's going to happen. But the way they unfold it and show how it slowly fell apart, it's so interesting.
And thank God.
Shit about, like, stuff. Yeah. Right. Like,
and the characters say the title of the film.
Yeah.
Or soon it will be A Planet of the Apes.
It's the Better Call Saul of movies.
Yes.
It is the
Well, I can't believe it, but that's our show.
That is our show, ladies and gentlemen. This was fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you guys for being on the program.
No. Thanks for having us.
We should come back all the time.
Yeah, you guys should.
You know what I mean? Let's
Ben and Ben, where can...
we should be regular co-hosts.
I think so. I think so. Where can people find you on the internets?
I'm on Twitter. At Ben Acker, B-N-A-C-K-E-R.
Actually how he spells it. And I'm on the Twitter at Ben Blacker, my name.
And we're, don't Facebook us. What else? Anything?
Well, you can follow Thrilling Adventure on Twitter at ThrillingADV. We're going to have some stuff to talk about. Follow us on, or like us on Facebook on the Thrilling page and the WorkJuice Tumblr. We're going to have some things to talk about pretty soon.
Excellent. And don't forget all Thrilling Adventure Hour merchandise exclusively at comedyfilmnerds.com.
Get it before it's gone.
Yeah. It's a limited amount of inventory. It's shirts, DVDs, comic books, and stuff. Yeah, and some cool pins. There's some really cool stuff if you buy the gift packs.
Yeah, you guys have really cool merchandise. You have very,
It's very cool.
And you have a very unique show, obviously, but that's the thing.
And what we say, your fans are cool, too. Like, when we get feedback from shipping or anything like that, always been really cool.
Yes, they're good people.
Like, yes, they are,
nice,
for sure.
Good people, and... Mm-hmm. The merch is all stuff that they. I don't know what they're doing with us, but the merch is all stuff that they wanted, which is why it's actually cool merch. If we had to think of it ourselves, it would be garbage.
Yeah, we're dumb in our brains.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
You guys validate.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lyft is here. Don't worry about it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Thank you so much.
And
caller, your final comment for the two Bens?
I think they should come back next week.
Oh, my God. That's book it. Book it. They're coming back. No, this was awesome. And also, guys, if you want to watch these two gentlemen talk about In the Wonderful World of Podcasting, get Earbuds, the podcasting documentary, as a download and high-def bonus content and the DVD.
Yes.
Because it is going to go wide in the fall.
So it's actually, we have to pull it from the site very soon.
And the bonus content is great.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
People should get that because it is a lot of that stuff where people are like, oh, why wasn't this in the movie? It's there. Like, you guys got everything. Mm-hmm. You just can't put it all in the movie. So a lot of that stuff is there.
We definitely made sure we did a lot of cool bonus content. Yeah. And we can't announce the release date yet, but it's coming up. And we do have a window where we can't sell the movie on the site around that date. So... if you haven't bought the movie yet, DVD or download with the extras, please do it very quickly.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We want to thank everybody here at the ATC Studios. Aaron Brungard on the ones and twos, keeping it for real. Who else?
That's probably it.
Yeah, and thank you, Patreon victims.
Patreon.
and survivors.
Very brave.
Yes.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers for the Patreon survivors. Also, guys, go to this, you know, go to the, you can watch, we cut up clips of the show, so go to the YouTube channel. We're starting all that. And thank you so much to Ben Blacker and Ben Acker for being on the program.
Thanks for having us.
And you guys are fantastic. This was a giggle fest.
And
in a good way. Not in a horrifying, not in a bad way. My name is Graham Elwood.
I'm Chris Mancini, and as always, remember,
Han shot first
to the moon.